Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
dirty secrets we can't tell. Something's desperately wrong.
Colorado sky. Hey, 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 it's Monday. Welcome to Easy Blue Eyes Production presents Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. Right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Just Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Remember, everyone's welcome to listen, and we also encourage to share the show as the Easy Blue Eyes Production would appreciate it. And so would Mick Bird in the Back Row Band. And you could also call in tonight. Yes, absolutely you can. And the number is 845-277-9175. Yeah, don't be afraid to call in tonight. You know what? I don't know if I got lucky tonight, but I don't know. It's Monday, and it's Mick Bird. That's right. I mean, I must be like a lucky charm or something. I don't know, because every Monday I get to start off my week like listening to Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music. You know, there's a couple things that I was kind of concerned with last week, and kind of, I don't know. There's some things that I just don't know. And we're going to have to find that out. And I'll tell you what, we're going to find out tonight somehow. But hey, you know, if you got a show request or a song request by Mick Bird, you can type it in. Let me know. Call in, which we love callers, 845-277-9175. You know, you just never know what's going to happen and pop up on the show tonight or any night, that is. But, you know, I got to kind of play a few songs and then kind of, I don't know. You know, it's been a while since I've kind of, you know, heard a few of these songs. So I just thought I'd just play it for tonight. What do you think? You think so too? Great. Great. I knew we were all in the same ball game. Hey, speaking of that, guess what's coming up next?
He switches hang from the door. She used to wear it to bed each night. She don't anymore. She's just an emotional wreck. She buries her face in Michigan Tech and waits for him to call her on the phone. But it's not happening, 'cause he's gone. Reaches in his wallet, pulls out a $5. Thank God for gold and arches, they're keeping him alive. And next to his money is a picture of her. He holds it with both hands and wishes it were really her that he was holding on. Just a picture, 'cause she's gone. There's a little blind boy stuck in between, and he don't know what all this means. He just wants his mom not to cry. It's hard to play catch in the backyard alone. He just wants his daddy to come back. They both say it's not his fault, but would they lie? He tells his mom that he's got a game. She needs to hurry right after school so she don't miss a thing. She pulls into the parking lot. There's just one car. She hopes it's not something awkward that they can't avoid. When she takes him home, she's gonna get that boy. trembling fingers, she opened up the gate. Carbon copy, father and son, standing at the plate. She can't help herself, she starts to run. Two shoes fly off, tears they come. That old ball diamond's never seen such speed. Daddy meets her at the wet of the fence. He says, baby, I love you, let's use some common sense. Cause living without you, it's just killing me. They cried until they laughed, they talked it out. Ain't it funny how it took a child to show them what love's about? There's a little boy grinning, sitting on third base. Says, I must have had the wrong day, or the wrong place. Anyway, we better hurry home, cause it's getting dark. We'll have lots of time to spend here in this park.
My son's kinda short, and he's a little bit slow, but he ought to play more, cause he's my boy, you know. When he gets on the floor, my heart swells with pride. But how can he score when it's 7-on-5? The other team's got 90, we've got 39, got 2 minutes left, close to his playing time. He's on the end of the bench when the coach calls his name. He puts down his Snickers bar and he checks in the game. They're blind and they're biased, they got no sympathy for the slow and the awkward, it's a conspiracy. Good Lord, won't you grant me some more patience, please, cause I'm coming unglued at these damn referees. 45 seconds left, and my boy's doing fine, till he inbounds the ball and steps over that line. The ref blows his whistle, I stand up and yell. Says, son, you can't inbound that ball to yourself. My boy's headed down court when he falls with a thump. Some 6'6 Goliath goes in for the dunk. My screaming's embarrassed, my wife, my friends. My son calls time out to look for his contact lens. They're blind and they're biased, they got no sympathy for the slow and the awkward, it's a conspiracy. Good Lord, won't you grant me some more patience, please, cause I'm coming unglued at these damn referees. We got 10 seconds left, and my wife sheds a tear, cause our boy hasn't scored a darn basket all year. With 3 seconds left, he falls like a ton. The ref blows his whistle, says you've got 1-1. He grabs that ball, steps up to that line. It was a moment I'll never forget. Checks the air and says a prayer, lets it go, it was nothing but net. Yeah. When to my horror I see his size 9 on the wrong side of that free throw line. the other coach screams and he jumps off the pine.
The referee just smiles and says, "Coach, I'll watch closer next time."
They're blind in their bias, they got no sympathy for the slow and the awkward. It's a conspiracy. Good Lord, won't you grant me some more patience, please? 'Cause I'm coming unglued at these damn referees.
When I used to coach, I had no use for the refs. I had a book of one-liners and I practiced till I was the best. And I got me a technical foul back a few years. And I swear all I asked was, "Are you on the faculty here?" And I sleep a lot easier at night when the ball games are done. I don't toss and turn worried about who lost or who won. And it seems pretty similar, 'cause it's all for the kids, you see. Yeah, I used to coach, now I referee. Well, I got me a principal's job when I lost 20 games. Now I get paid a lot more money to get called bad names. And I get me a night or two off occasionally. Yeah, I used to coach, but now I referee. And I sleep a lot easier at night when the ball games are done. I don't toss and turn worry about who lost, who won. And it seems pretty similar, 'cause it's all for the kids, you see. Yeah, I used to coach, but now I referee. Well, the school board president thought his son should play. And I always wanted to sell insurance anyway. And I don't mean to be vindictive, but it would be bliss if I could say, "Stick this claim in your ear, big boy. Shelter this." And I sleep a lot easier at night when the ball games are done. I don't toss and turn worry about who lost and who won. And it seems pretty similar, 'cause it's all for the kids, you see. Yeah, I used to coach, now I referee. I used to coach, now I referee.
In the evening,
stand out in my yard. It sounded like thunder, I could hear it coming far. And I'd get two thumbs up, show them all was clear. And I'd get a whistle and away from the engineer. The train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. Train don't run here, it don't run here, it don't run here anymore. Years put a stoop upon my back. Weeds all growing in the tracks. They put the railroad up for sale. Turned it into a hiking trail. Oh, the train don't run here. Train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. The train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. The train don't run here anymore.
Hey, welcome back to Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Wow. Boy, there's some songs that just kind of makes you relax, have a good time, smile. I mean, all of the above. I mean, really heartfelt. You know, I just really can't get enough of the music from Mick Bird and the Back Row Band. You know, there's been many a times, you know, I've talked about, you know, meeting Mick and also former member Joe Dunlap. You know, boy, them two can put on a show like you would not believe. I mean, even Mick, you know, by himself, you know, I've kind of heard a little bit of both, you know, Mick by himself, Mick with somebody else, and just, you know, it just brings a lot out, you know. So when you're listening to a little bit of progressive country roots and Ozark Blues, whether performing with the Back Row Band or touring solo, Mick brings audiences a snapshot of life. I want you to remember that. If you ever get a chance to actually get out and see Mick, like, oh my goodness, you will love it. I'm telling you. I know he's got some stuff coming up. We talked about it last week a little bit. You know, he's got a few coming up this month. And then he's going to be I think it's right at the end of the month. He's going to be headed over to, or headed down the Arkansas, you know, area a little bit. So, you know, I remember the few times that he's, you know, got on here and we've talked about him going to Nashville area and Texas and stuff like that. And, you know, he's been over to Illinois a little bit. And man, I tell you, he kind of bases, you know, kind of around the area, you know, in that ballpark, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, you know. We could probably wiggle Kansas, depending how far. Texas, you know, I'm not too sure. I don't know if I've heard any Oklahoma yet. But, you know, 3 years, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I know he's got some neat music coming out. And I'm just kind of like, oh, man, I'm just sitting here like, you know, come on, Mick, come on. We need a few more albums. We need a few more. Don't give up. And then we found out that he was doing a few more albums. And hopefully we will find out sooner or later when those albums actually will be coming out. I know that there was a few things on one of them that had to be tidied up, and the other one I think was just, I'm not too quite sure, but you know what, we'll figure it out sooner or later. We'll kind of get to that and see and figure out when they're coming out, because man, I'll tell you, it's not that I, you know, I'm tired of the 9 albums that I listen to, but I think it's time, you know, we get a few more tunes. And I know you guys are saying it just like I am. Keep writing them, keep singing them. And, you know, there was a funny thing, you know, I kind of heard a few weeks back over on my colleague's radio station, you know, he had jumped over there and on the Golden Country radio show with Miss Julie Richardson. And, you know, I was just kind of listening in. I got on there, you know, gave him a shout out myself, and, you know, just talking about some of the music that he's had to relearn how to play, you know, because Easy Blue Eyes, he just likes to go and dig up some of the older songs sometimes and just thinks that's, you know, I think that kind of gives him a tickle, you know, that just kind of, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, I just purposely do. Okay, yeah, I do. Sorry. You're right, Mick. You know, I purposely, you know, kind of sometimes dig in the mix. You know, I don't let good music go to rest, you know. Kind of find all the magic and all the songs and bring it all out. And that's one thing I enjoy about Mick Bird and the Back Row Band music is it's so powerful in so many different ways. I mean, it has a good story, and you know, I've heard that, you know, as long as a song could tell a story, that you know, you can really capture an audience. And you know, I've been able to listen to every single Mick Bird song, and don't ask me how many times, because I have lost track on that. But you know, it's very amazing. Very amazing, you know, how well Mick has took time and actually wrote some good songs and, you know, actually amazing, fantastic songs at that. But, you know, there's been a few times, you know, I've kind of heard that he might put something together and let the boss, you know, the CEO kind of take an ear and see what she thinks. And, you know, if it's, yeah. You know, I don't know if it gets finished or not, or if it just kind of wraps up the ballpark right there and then kind of like, well, I guess I better move on to the next song, you know. But I'm not too sure if that's really happened very much, you know. But she's got good ear, you know, for good music, and so does Mick. But I think it's time to play at least one more song for a few and, you know, kind of come back, and we're going to kind of go over a few things, you know, just kind of tidy up a little bit. Speaking of tidy up, you know, this is kind of one of my songs, you know, here I kind of like, you know, I mean, I like them all, you know, not that I'm too biased, but All Tied Up in You. So don't go away. If you do, I'm going to tie you up. Here you go. Thank you.
hotline on the news. Should I hold on or turn it loose? You're all I got, twisted in and out, and all tied up. All tied up in you.
Is your heart a closed or open book? You can freeze me or melt me with a look. Do I have a shot? I'm twisted in.
Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, I don't know about All Tied Up in You very well, but I'm all tied up in Mick Bird music, and you never know what I could pull off. Well, I'll tell you what I pulled off tonight, and it just by the hair of my chin. Well, not that I have much left on the chin, but hey, let's welcome the man himself, Mick Bird. Welcome.
Hey, Brent. Good evening to you and all the folks out there in radio land. And listen to the Back Road Band tunes. Thank you, as always, for helping spread the good word. And, boy, that tune I had not heard in a good while, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my buddy Shannon Hushaw, who did the harmony vocals on that song. And, unfortunately, she's moved out of state, moved to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we miss her. She did a great job on that tune, Brent.
Oh, man, I tell you, it gets played, you know, a little bit, you know. I try to get the rotation, and we was just kind of talking about some of the older songs that I kind of dig in the mix, you know, how you kind of gave that shout out over on Golden Country Radio Show with Julie, that, you know, that was kind of my thing, you know, going back into the mix of things and getting the old songs. And so, yeah, that's what
I do. Back into the archives.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you have sure found some.
You know, it's like, oh, man, you know, I'm trying to dig out the 45s and the 8-track, and, you know, I wish they would come back out. But, yeah, you know, I try to get them all played. You know, if they're all great, don't let them go to waste.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And I've got some big news for everybody. we have some new music we'll be sending you soon. Our new country album, Goodnight Tonight, is ready to go. We're going to have a CD release concert at Gumbo Bottoms Ale House, the band and I, on Friday night in Jefferson City from 6 to 9. We will tell people we'll be outside on the sidewalk. Seating's limited. If you'd like to come, probably ought to bring a bag chair or lawn chair with you, and I'll be mailing you one of those copies of Goodnight Tonight very soon, Brent, and I hope your folks enjoy the new music as much as they've enjoyed the old music.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 9 albums, and we need about 9 more albums to go with that, you know.
Well, there's two. We've got number 10 is ready May 21st, our first full-fledged rock album, Shadow on the Sun. We're going to release on July the 21st, also at Gumbo Bottoms Ale House, and we're excited about that too, Brent. And speaking of all things rock and roll, I'd like to hear Around, if you have that somewhere close to you.
Oh, absolutely. You know I do, especially for you. Hey, we're going to play Around real quick and come back, and we're going to talk about some of the events that Mick's got coming up. Find out a little bit more from Mick himself. So welcome back, Mick.
Hey, thanks for playing that tune, Brent. I think that song has stood the test of time. We get a lot of requests for it at our live shows, and it's been out a good while now. That's 3 or 4 CDs ago, I think. That was the title cut, and my buddy Brad Edwards just tears it up on that grungy lead guitar. That's one of my favorite lead riffs of any song that we've recorded. I'm awful proud of that.
You know, that's, you know, I think I've heard that, you know, the three or four times that, you know, being live and got to see you, of course, you know, got to meet you and hang out with, a little bit with Joe. And,
sure.
You know, boy, there's been a few days ago, but.
Time goes on, buddy. The clock stops for none of us.
That's right. And, you know, I thought both you guys did a wonderful job on that. You know, like all the songs. That does have some pretty good riffs on there. You know,
it's hard to keep track of. Yeah, I am now. You cut out just a second, Brent.
Yeah, I realized that, but you know, as I was saying, you know, it's kind of hard to keep track with every song, who's doing every one, you know, besides you, of course. I know you've had a few members in between. I don't know exactly number, but I know.
Well,
Joe,
I've been doing this a while, Brent. You know, people come and people go, and you know, to play live shows for folks and do all the travel that's involved is quite a commitment. I'm real pleased with the folks that I've played with over the years. We think we have a real super current lineup, and I've told you about we're going to have our CD release show for Goodnight Tonight this Friday at Double Bottoms Ale House in Jefferson City, Missouri, from 6 to 9. It is outside. Out on the sidewalk, socially distant. So if you'd like to come, bring your lawn chair or your bag chair. And next weekend, I will be in northern Arkansas on the 28th. On Friday the 28th, I'll be doing a solo show at the Gravel Bar, which is a really cool venue in Eureka Springs. On the 29th, my buddy Ray Spiller, my cajon player, and I will be doing a duo at Sassafras Springs Winery in Springdale, Arkansas. And beyond that, we've got a full summer. I'd like to encourage folks to go to www.mickbird.com, and you can check out a schedule as current as we can get it. We had a really fun show on Saturday night in Herman, in downtown Herman, Missouri, at the Worst House. If you want to get fed, that's your place to go. And I played outside on the patio, lots of people up and down the sidewalk, and we had a really good evening. Also like to mention to folks that my music is available on all the major digital platforms, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Pandora, the whole gamut of stuff. And our new CD, Goodnight Tonight, we have a really nice number of downloads from radio stations around the world, of Australia, Germany, the Netherlands, a bunch in the United States, and it's just been available a few days. We're really excited about that, Brent. We're tickled.
You know, that's amazing. You know, I just kind of go through some of the music, you know, and I just kind of like, okay, who's my number one chart topper? And, you know, no matter what, I don't get disappointed when it comes to your music, you know, so I'm actually excited, and I'm still trying to share it with more radio shows. Buddy of mine that's getting ready to pick up some more new artists and music, and I had shipped off a few songs his way, and he's trying to fit you in the mix, either playing it live on radio, or he's going to throw you in the mix on one of his podcasts. He's really enjoying some of the music that I've sent, you know, but you know, some of the different variety that you have gotten, you know, he's really taken up with it. So I hope I hear from him soon, you know, sooner or later. I know it's going to get played, and he's going to let me know exactly when. That way I can let you know exactly when it's going to get played. That way you can kind of tune in. So,
well, that'd be great, Brent. I appreciate it. You know, the business part of the music business is just all about people. you know, the more folks that we know, the more we can help each other down the road to wherever we're going. That's kind of what we're all on the planet for, I think. I certainly appreciate the connection you made with me to Julie Richardson out in Golden, Colorado. And I was a guest on Julie's Golden Country Radio show a couple weeks ago, and that was really fun. You know, it's always neat to broaden your horizons. And something's for sure, people can't really enjoy your music until they hear it.
That's right. And, you know, keep spreading more and more and more. And I'm starting to realize the more that I've been getting now that the world's kind of small in a big place, you know, in the music industry. Someone knows someone, and eventually we all kind of come around. I just kind of got in contact with another independent artist, and come to find out, she grew up just a few hours where I originally grew up from, and it's like, okay. And then a couple of the people that I know from that area, she knows. So it's like, hey, you know, small world in a big place, you know. And
oh, we're all connected. If you go back long enough and you look hard enough, that's kind of,
oh yeah,
that's kind of cool. And you know, without being overly preachy here, there are so many things in today's world that tend to separate us. It's nice to have music that we can all agree upon and be that connecting factor to all of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, I've talked to independent artists, I've been kind of given a lecture, you know, on just one certain thing. And I'm sure somebody knows where this come from. You know, no matter what you're doing, when you're singing and performing, have fun.
Sure. And, you know, when you are, it really shows. One of the things we try to say at every show we do is, we hope you enjoy listening half as much as we enjoy playing. And if you do, then we've all had a good evening.
Absolutely. You know, because I told one in particular, if you're not having fun, then you know your fans is not really having fun, because they can't connect with somebody that's just there. You know, it's really hard to do that.
Anything worth doing is worth doing well.
And, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit more partial with the independent scene, you know, because of the heart and passion that a lot more has bring to the table. Because it's not like going to one of the mainstream concerts where you got to sit, you know, way back in a stadium or something in the venue and you can't interact. And that's one of the things that I like, definitely going, you know, and seeing you live and seeing other few independent artists live, is the interaction, you know, you can actually have.
Well, sure, Brent. I don't think any music is meant to be played in a vacuum. We didn't create music just for ourselves. You know, the sharing of it is fun. And if you see a smile on someone's face, or they happen to tell you how much they enjoyed a song or how much it meant to them, that's a wonderful compliment.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. And a lot of people ask about numbers. It's not about numbers. It's at the end of the day, knowing someone smiled or coming and saying thank you. That is the best statistics that I have ever found out about, you know, because you can have so many people that like your stuff, but until they say thank you, that's when you know it hits. You know, that's kind of
my opinion. Well, I think you're dead on there, Brent. And you know, there, if you pursue music seriously, there is a music business, and the business side of the music is not nearly as fun as the music side of the music. And I encourage people, if you'd like to learn to play an instrument, don't wait. Do it. If you like to sing, don't wait. Do it. If you're the only person that enjoys that, well, you've given yourself a gift. And all of the other things about how high you climb the ladder, or what you get paid, or how many, as you say, the numbers, that really is sort of secondary, I think, if you really love music and you really enjoy what you do. It is necessary to pay the bills. You know,
Absolutely. You've
got to have as much money coming in as going out. That's part of it, too. And I want to tell folks, we've been doing this a long time. and Debbie and I and all our band members are just very, very deeply appreciative of all the folks who come to shows, the venues who hire us, the people who take CDs home with them and spread the good word as you're doing. We appreciate you much.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the main thing that I love doing, you know, about it is sharing great music with everyone. That's why I don't really go by the numbers. You know, it's about the passion behind the business. I know the politics behind it is a little rough, as, you know, we both know. But, you know, just sharing great music. And, you know, that's the main goal for me anyway. And, you know, just keep bringing good music and, you know, actually phenomenal music, and I'll keep sharing it. And yeah, it's hard paying the bills sometimes, but we keep the bills paid and the shop open and great music playing.
Well, we all do what we can do, and we certainly appreciate you, Brent. I'm going to have to run. I've got other responsibilities tonight. But I'd like for you to play a little Hey Na Na for the listeners before I go.
And you know what? Yeah, I remember that song, and it's been quite a while. I remember 3 years ago, the first time that you come on the show, that's what was playing as you was coming onto the show.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
I think folks would enjoy that, and I'd like to hear it, Brent. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for jumping on the show, and we'll hopefully we can get you to tune in a few weeks or something and tell us how your trips are going.
All right. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it. Good evening.
Yep. Good evening, and take care, and here we go. We'll be right back.
Betty said, "Boy, that was awesome. And
into the jukebox and said, I'll play one more for you. He said, hey, nah, nah, hey, nah, nah, can I play you a song? She said, hey, nah, nah, hey, nah, nah, I got all night long. She said, hey, na-na, hey, na-na, I got all night long.
You are listening to the Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. That is a wrap of the first hour, and we had Mick on here for a little bit. You know, thank you, Mick, for taking time out and calling in. You know, remember, everyone's welcome to listen, and we also encourage to share the show. If you haven't, we would appreciate it if you would, as Easy Blue Eyes Production and Mick would appreciate it. And if you would like to call in, you can. The number is 845-277-9175. That's right. Wow, I'll tell you, you know, Mick's got some stuff coming up, some good music, and we just found out about his two albums being released. Wow, man, fantastic job right there. You know, I just can't wait, and you know, to hear the new albums and get them uploaded into the studios. And whew. All right, well, it's time to kick off the second hour of the show. And I hope somebody's listening, because I know this is just kind of like the way it is, you know. But hey, we're going to kind of play a song and kind of come back and do a little bit of bio on Mick here. Because I know we got some new listeners, and we're gaining more listeners. I ain't going to tell you how many, but I know we've got quite a few. But hey, don't go stopping yet, right? Because we're going to keep going. Here is Stoplight to kick off the second hour of the show.
Another smile down Friday night. Nothing to do and no friends in sight. He was cruising the road, surveying the scene. She just got off work at the Dairy Queen. Must have been fate that a car broke down at the only stoplight in town. He wasn't the best in the neighborhood. Everybody thought she was an angel and he was no good. She didn't have a choice, her car wouldn't move. She knew that her mama would not approve. She just lived a few blocks down from the only stoplight in town. Started a night they'll never forget. Her house was on the right, but they turned left. When they write their love story, the first chapter we show how two hearts met at that spot in the road.
bargain man. Beautiful wife, three kids, and barbecue stand. They do it all themselves to cut the cost. He grills the meat and she makes the sauce. They've got the finest place around, the only stoplight in town. The only stoplight in town.
Central Missouri is home to Mick Bird, a Missouri Arts Council touring performer and member of the Missouri Blues Society, the Nashville Songwriters Association International, the Tennessee Songwriters Association International, and a Bluebird Cafe Songwriters Night favorite in Nashville, Tennessee. A songwriter award from Billboard magazine officially started his music career in 1994. Nine recordings later, Mick brings fans an amazing array of original roots, country, and his signature Ozark blues. Here before too long, I'm going to change that number. Mick is what true fans of independent original music covet and collect. That was by Karen E. Reynolds, host, program director of Writer's Block, 105.3 FM, Knoxville, Tennessee. It is time to play the most requested song right here from the Easy Blue Eyes production, right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network. Here is Straight, followed by Moline.
Don't like honey in my whiskey. If I'm gonna drink, I wanna feel the burn. It's not good when it goes down too easy. Man ought to get just what he hurts. Give it to me straight, give it to me real. Don't wanna get the way you feel. Don't mess around till it's too late. Give it to me hard, give it to me true. Tell me everything inside of you. I'm a patient man and I can't wait. I like my love like my whiskey. Give it to me straight. I'm in my cold one. I ain't lost nothing in Mexico. Beer ain't meant to be Hebrew cocktail. You don't like the taste, leave it alone. Give it to me straight, give it to me real. Don't want to get the way you feel. Mess around, it's too late. Give it to me hard, give it to me true. Tell me everything inside of you. I'm a patient man and I can't wait. I like my love like my whiskey. Give it to me straight. True, tell me everything inside of you. wind cuts like a dagger down the neck of the southern boy. It might be spring in Alabama, but it's cold as hell in Illinois. I'm not seeing, I'm not lonely. I'm not 100 miles away from home. I'm gonna leave your smile untouched. Call my woman on the phone. Just leave me with this bottle. Oh, I change the way I feel. Cause you're not my baby, Moline Mobile. Tomorrow's show's in Chicago. Tonight I'm wasting time in the soul bar. I'm on the road to September. I can feel your eyes from where you are. I'm not seeing, I'm not lonely. I'm 900 miles away from home. I'm gonna leave your smile untouched. Call my woman on the phone. Just leave me with this bottle. I change the way I feel. Cause you're not my baby, Moline Mobile. Moline Mobile.
Show. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far, because we still have some time left, and I'm getting ready to go on the bus train of nonstop music for a little while. I hope you all enjoy. I'll be back towards the end of the show and kind of give you an update, but don't go away. It's time to get just a little bit of groovy going on, so enjoy.
For the group police. the bass man in the back. Simple's my perspective. It's obvious what we lack. You want the music to flow. Play it free as a play it slow. Listen to the groove police. Pretty soon the toes will tap. Body swaying on the floor. Gonna be grooveless no more. Will we turn down the volume? Turn the heat. Those lead guitar licks were awesome. They were none without their beat. It's like a rock without a roll. Listen to the groove police. Pretty soon the toes will tap. Body swaying on the floor. We ain't never gonna be grooveless no more. It just ain't right. You boys play way too right. Listen to the group police.
Talking with me. I've been punching the clock. Boss man's yelling, he never stops. Some rest and relaxation is what I need. Baby, things make your heart leap, dance and sing. This 9 to 5 is a drudgery. Baby, black t-shirt with orange letters.
said HD number one. He said, friend, I've had some misfortune, and I need a ride to town, guess I'm broken down. Said he used to be a lawyer, and he brought home near 200 grand, and he put two kids through college, and his wife left him for his singer in a band. How long he had been stranded, he laughed and said he guessed 10 years or more. Then we took off for town in the old gas station. We stopped by the liquor store. He said sometimes a beer that does a man good. I saw a smile replace here when he's broken down. He said some men, they take their hurt and anger and keep it bottled up inside. Some men go to Vegas, and as for me, I just mainly ride. To that wide gray highway, he paid me back for the gas I bought. He said that maybe he'd be passing through again, but we both knew he would not. And as he rode off in the distance, turn my truck around, and thank God I wasn't broken down. It on the cheek. Both say I love you. What we mean is what they were, what we used to be. Now it seems so far. To come so easily. We stare at the picture album. Stereo plays a wedding song. Ringing in my ears. BB sings, the thrill is gone. We just can go through the motions.
believe there ain't no passion there. We can't steal it in the starlight, find it in a kiss. It ain't right or wrong, girl, it just is. We keep holding on. We keep holding on. We keep holding on. We keep holding on.
It's just been me and Timmy for a while. I haven't been out looking for love, that's just not my style. She moved into the house across my yard. I admit I noticed a time or two, 'cause to look at her's not hard. It's not like I don't want to fly, 'cause I don't feel the ground. It's just that it's a long way down. Last night she knocked on my door. She said, we've been here over a month, let's not be strangers anymore. My little old girl's got a crush, so it seems. She thinks your little blonde-haired boy might be the man of her dreams. It's not like I don't want to fly, 'cause I don't feel the ground. Just that it's a long way down. We've both been lonely so long, it's hard to let it go. To find a way to turn the hurt to hope. But if we want to try to make this balloon fly, we'll both have to learn to cut the rope. Well, a couple of boxes of Cool Pops broke the ice. And a Monopoly game where nobody won sure was nice. My little boy and her girl, they fell asleep. Little gray halos around their mouths and purple cards in reach. It's not like I don't want to fly, 'cause I don't feel the ground. It's just that it's a long way down. The next day we all drove out to park. My buddy was giving balloon rides from 5 o'clock till dark. We all climbed up in the basket with a laugh. She brought out 4 new pairs of scissors and we cut that rope in half. She said, look at the sky and we'll all fly, and we won't feel the ground. It will never be a long way down.
in December, but you still hold my hand. All it takes is a quiet whisper, and I know I'm your man. After all these years, you're still heaven sent. All in all, it's all been time well spent. We're not guaranteed one more day, but I'm glad I spent my lifetime this way. Maybe our best days were ahead of us yet, but if I don't see tomorrow, I'll have no regrets.
Some folks spend a lifetime wandering, searching for someone new. Me, I found where I belong, right here next to you. And after all these years, you're still heaven sent. All in all, it's all been time well guaranteed one more day, but I'm glad I spent my lifetime this way. Maybe our best days were ahead of us yet, but if I don't see tomorrow, I'll have no regrets. After all these years, you're still heaven sent. All in all, it's all been time well spent.
I thought this town seemed so small. I heard that there was a big wide world. I wanted to see it all. So I spent a little time just traveling around. Sometimes I think I've lost more than I found. Gonna climb in my old Chevy, gonna drive it just as fast as I can go. Past the billboards and the exit signs, down that gravel road. There's a bunch of people that will understand. I don't have to be somebody, I can just be who I am, hanging with the home folks. The home folks.
If I left right now, I'd catch Granddad down at the shop. That tractor's nearly old as him, I know. Neither one of them wants to stop. I'll tell him that I had a change of plans. Gonna get a little grease on my hands. Gonna climb in my old Chevy. Gonna drive it just as fast as I can go. Billboards and the exit signs, head down that railroad. There's a bunch of people that will understand. I don't have to be somebody, I can just be who I
I am, hanging with the home folks. That little girl I left alone, I've had to change the part, I'm coming home. Hanging with the home folks, the home folks.
In a little white town, white girls giving him the run around, white boys doing everything he shoots. So that white girl's looking good, and he don't want to lose control. He just wants a little of that blue-eyed soul.
Too much confusion. won't even try. Instead of love, I only see doubt in your eyes. Too many heartaches, live where you've been. Babe, I only want to start over again. I'm looking for a dream head in my hands. Too many bars, too many beers, too many lonely times wishing you were here. Too many one nights and not enough friends. Too many endings to begin again. I'm looking for a dream held in my hands.
Right, give Mick Bird and the Back Row Band a good cheer. Great show. I hope you all enjoyed the music. We have quite a bit of lineup this week, and I'm going to kind of give you a little insight. Tomorrow we have Independent Music Night. We have our special guest on the show, Camber King. So please definitely join. Wednesday night, we have the Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show. And then Thursday, it would be my colleague's show, the Golden Country Radio Show. But Miss Julie Richardson has taken a few weeks off to get prepared for season two. So we wish her the best in getting that and together, and can't wait for it to come back. But Friday, we have Julie Richardson coming over on her radio show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes production. We do that every Friday. So, and I tell you what, you really don't want to miss out this week. I'll tell you, there's a lot that's going on. You know, I know very little about that, just very, 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 very little. So make sure you definitely tune in for that. I'm sure you're definitely going to enjoy the impact that she's going to share, and with all the excitement that's going on. And then Saturday, we have a Facebook Live takeover on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio production page. So we have Carissa Kay that's going to be doing that. So it's great to have her jump over and enjoy a good concert there. It's going to be a free live Facebook concert for everybody to come on over. I know a little bit about what she's bringing to the table, so you don't want to miss out on that. And then Monday, of course, a week from tonight, we're going to have the Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. The next Tuesday, we have our special guest lined up for the end of the month. Will be none other than Miss Kimberly Ward. And then, of course, Ricky Van Shelton. Thursday, going to be a little bit of nothing. Just kind of get things tidied up. And then, of course, Miss Julie Richardson on Friday. And then the 29th, I'm not too sure what we're going to have lined up. But make sure you stay tuned in, and we'll keep you up to speed on things. But, hey, I want to thank everybody for joining tonight and listening to the Easy Blue Eyes production presents Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show on the the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we had none other than Mick Bird on here tonight. So a lot of special things going on there. But with that, I want you to have a wonderful night. Join us tomorrow with Camber King, and you have a great night. God bless.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.